shade and staying low-key.
Hey, that's the way we like it.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
So in the preparation of Thanksgiving dinner, because we are hosting, is there anything that you put off getting and now you're having a hard time finding?
No.
Okay. It hadn't even occurred to me. I got so caught up in all the sides that I'm making.
Yeah.
That it hadn't even really occurred to me that I need to do something with the turkey.
What do you mean, something with it?
Like season it. And now I cannot find sage, fresh sage, like anywhere.
Oh, no!
Don't say, oh, no.
It's stockpiled at my house.
Do you have fresh sage at your house?
I doubt it. You're asking me. I have no idea.
If
it doesn't come
it
in that
there.
little Tones bottle or whatever.
Well, right. Normally
I've bought fresh before, but yeah. I couldn't tell you.
I like in cooking of the turkey, I like fresh sage. And sage is like the, you know, you got sage, thyme, rosemary. I mean, those are basically
well, here's
your
the
three
thing.
Things.
I can tell you right now that I could not pass a taste test or a smell test on any of them.
Yes, you could.
No, I couldn't.
I could maybe do rosemary.
I would name them all wrong.
Sage.
I would name them all wrong.
Yeah. Thyme and sage, I don't know
the
difference.
By the way, it sounds like I'm singing a song.
Well, there's a song called
Sage Time, Rosemary, something. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway,
I see why your kids
sage.
Went right to sleep at
there
night.
There is a song
used
called
to sing
Rosemary.
Lullabies. Anyway.
Oh, so I'm wondering for the rest of you if there's anything you put off buying. Because I was leaving here yesterday to finish up some of my shopping, get some of my fresh stuff. And I had mentioned it as I was leaving yesterday. And one of our coworkers said she had put off. She's like, I still need to get like whipped cream, Cool Whip, some sort. And she's like, I bet I'm going to have a hard time finding it. Now, for the record, I did find that. That was seemed to be mm-hmm. well stocked. But
you can't
well, a lot of these shortages
sage.
Turned out to be not be shortages.
No, I mean, they thought we were going to have a turkey shortage. And I've seen plenty of turkeys all over the place. But this tends to happen, especially with some of the fresh. I also could not find shallots. They had no shallots, so I'm just going to have to dice onion rings.
No, hang on.
Do you have a shallot
for
me?
No, I have a special announcement. We have canceled Thanksgiving. The shallots and the sage are missing, and it's over.
It's going to be like Charlie Brown just feeding people cereal.
In fairness to me, I wouldn't have gotten these things ahead of time.
Well, yeah,
because it's
I know.
My fresh stuff.
You
so
don't have to say in fairness to you, because I'm not really thinking it's a big deal you forgot these, but you...
Yeah,
you do.
Well, I mean, I'll dice up regular onions real small, and it's basically a shallot. It's fine. It just tastes a little different. But
I mean, come on, Chuck, where are the green beans? Where's the mashed potatoes? Come on, Chuck. We just watched that the other day.
It's the little extras, Kurt.
I know. I hope you can find sage and shallots.
280-1025. If anybody's with me on this, you put off something, and now you can't find it.
You can't find it. What can't you find?
And if you have stockpiled the sage,
but
please feel free to drop
problem.
Off a little package
yeah,
here at the
no, see, why do you do that? Because
what?
you know what's going to happen.
What
now.
Is going to happen?
What's going to happen is we're asking for people to call about things they can't find, and all we're going to get is people calling going, Colleen, the fairway over on West Des Moines, Grand in West
we
Des Moines
last night.
Is going to have sage. We're going to get calls from everybody who's got sage and shallots. Did I say that right?
I think so.
I don't know.
It's a terrible name for a band.
You can definitely message me about it.
First conversation I've been in where I've used that word. I don't know.
You can message you? All right, good.
Sure,
okay.
Because I know we did check. I had Justin stopping at a few places. He was thrilled about that, by
was.
The way.
Yeah.
Good. And especially when he goes, all the spices are out. I can't find any spices. I said, are you looking in the fresh section where the fresh herbs are? And I got
I do know where those are, okay. Just for the record.
Well.
But again, I don't think I could pass a smell or taste test on them. I'd get them all. I would, you know, it'd be like one of those things in school where there's one right answer. For, you know, you can only use the answer once. So you I'd get them. They'd all be mixed up.
Yeah. I mean, you can do the shortcut and just use a poultry seasoning.
Oh, my goodness.
But I like to do them separate.
Honey, leave the car running. I'm going to just run in and get some sage. Okay, Nana. I mean, come on.
Allison in Ankeny. All right, what happened? What do you want to say, Allison? Go ahead.
Last week, I took the last can of pumpkin in the grocery store, and the lady's like, oh, I just needed one more can. Shoot. Is there any possible way I could have it? And I said, no, my dog has to have it in his diet. Otherwise, he has messy accidents all over my house. So I'm like, sorry.
Your family's not getting a pumpkin pie. Sorry about that. I don't know what to tell you.
Bad, but I kind of needed a little bit more than you needed for your pumpkin pie then next week. I mean, this was last week, so you still have a whole other week to
That's right. And you know what else? Just buy the pumpkin pie then. You just don't get to make it. Just go buy it. They're all over the place, you know? Your dog needs the raw pumpkin.
You know what, though? I can imagine you this story being with Colleen being the woman in the store and her being in here the next day going, I needed one can of pumpkin and this woman needed it for her dog.
Probably yelling at me. I was probably the discussion of somebody somewhere that she didn't get her last can of pumpkin because my poor little adopted dog needed it.
Well, I'm sure glad you called and told us about it, though. Yeah. I really am.
You can't make this up.
Thank you, Allison. You have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye. Happy Thanksgiving.
As much talent as the middle of a donut.
I love me some donuts.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
It gets me off to a great start.
On Star 102.5.